Ever heard of sinking funds? Nope, it's not about ships going down. It's about raising your savings game to a whole new level.
Yes, today we're going to unlock the secrets of sinking funds, or what we call savings buckets, and it's the budgeting super tool. You didn't even know you needed, but we're here to tell you, you do.
It's really true. So imagine saving for that dream vacation, those Christmas gifts, or even that fancy new gadget that you've always wanted.
Without the stress, y'all, that's what this is going to do. You're going to say goodbye to the surprises and hello to peace of mind. We're showing you how to set up your own savings buckets and sharing some fun success stories that we've had. And we're also throwing in the best practices we've learned as we've worked with clients to set these up.
So if you're ready, guys, let's dive in. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget, or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together, or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. So before we get started, you can find the worksheet that we have for you to work through this for free at myidealbalance.com/savings bucket. They're both plural, savings buckets, because you're going to have more than one. We know it.
Yes, you're really going to want this tracker, guys. It is, our clients love it. We're giving this to you for free, but it's a way for you to track all of these things all in one place and for you to basically keep it in your financial journal for you to update throughout the year.
Yeah, it's just going to help you get organized and get it all out of here and onto paper, which is one of our favorite things to do. So let's get started to tell you some examples of what's going on, just to get the juices flowing of how this kind of thing can work.
Yeah, so I just recently, yesterday, I had a session with a client and she was so stressed about her money. And when we first met, she goes, I have a wedding and 2 daughters' graduations coming up. I have no idea how I'm going to be able to fund it. And of course, we call them wrecking balls in your brain. So nothing with on paper yet. So once we started putting it on paper and seeing exactly how much she was able to save, it then became reality and it became easy for her to see visually. And so now she has a wedding savings bucket. She has one for each of her daughters. She has a summer fund because she is a teacher and she only gets paid 9.5 times a year, we found out. So we are saving money each month to be able to, so she gets full paychecks in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. So never before has she been able to do this or think that it was possible. Mm-hmm. And now she's saving over $1,000 a month on all of these things. And she is so excited.
And I think it's really important. The idea, I remember I had a client where we were going to save up for her wedding. People don't think about it in that, like that it's one possible or how to do it. They just say, where's my credit card? Where's my dad? Maybe, I don't know if you have that option or whatever, but you can pay for these bigger things as you go. And we're going to show you how today. We love to, you know, you've heard on here before the story about one of our clients who showed up to get one tire repaired and was promptly told, as we always are, and interesting, you always are, that she needed all 4 new tires. But she was ready because her savings buckets had already been set aside. She'd already been saving for those tires and she was ready.
And the guy was completely
aghast.
Yeah, he surprised. Was taken back by the fact she was like, oh no, just go ahead and put all 4 on. I've been saving for this. And he was like, oh, okay. So it's just interesting to see this whole journey with our clients start from not being able or not realizing that they can save to saving for all these buckets and being fully prepared.
Yeah. And you just heard recently, Becky was on our podcast talking about the propane and how she had to pull from here or there and try to pinch together enough money to get propane when she was actually out. But because she had last year been saving, when the propane guy was around, she was like, hey, can you top me off? And she didn't have,
because I got the money.
I got the money. I don't have to wait. I can do it right now because I've been saving. And that's just a really good feeling, especially when it's winter in Oklahoma, I think.
Yes, for sure. And I didn't realize I have a lot of clients. We have a lot of clients that are up north and they're having to fund all these wintry things. And yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get started. And today we're really going over the meat of what and why about savings buckets. And then the next episode, we're really going to go into the how specifically for each kind of savings bucket that you might be saving up for, right? So we're explaining what they are, why they're important, and we're going to tell you a little bit of how to set them up with your bank as well.
All right. So what exactly is a savings bucket? I'm sure you've heard them called sinking funds before. We had a fun, a way more fun term, savings bucket. So that's what we call them. But it is a savings account with a specific job assigned to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got a name tag on it, right? We like to make sure that it's different from, so a lot of people have a savings account. Like when you open your bank account, you have a savings account and you have a checking account. That's usually what happens. And if you're next level, you have also set up a savings account for emergency. Like, you know, that money is for that. We are not in the business of keeping every dollar that you're saving in one account. We're going to definitely separate that emergency fund. It's going to be so starkly different than any other savings that we're going to know what exactly it's for. And then the savings buckets, these are different accounts. And we are going to have you have separate accounts that you know exactly what they're for. And they're planning for these things in your future that you have to pay for.
Yeah, because the idea is that these things are coming, right? So it's not necessarily part of your emergency fund. It's something very different
that you can plan for.
So that's why we have you separated out. Now, we did have a client one time that's like, oh, I can keep it all in one account and use a spreadsheet to document how much I've deducted from this amount. Like, no, we're here to tell you we have seen it. It doesn't work. They actually reverted back to the way that we suggest because our way works a little bit better.
Yeah. And if you want to do that, it's totally fine. You're probably just not our best, our budget.
Let us know how it goes.
We know exactly all of you ladies that you reach out and even you fellas, you're like, this is exactly what I needed because I don't want to do the math in my head and I don't need another thing to track. Right. I like that it tracks itself. So we're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay. Why savings buckets? I'll tell you, because when you're tire guy says you need all your tires and you don't magically have $1,000, then you, or if you do possibly, then something else in the budget gets wonky. It's hard to come up with these big pots of money in an inside of 1 month versus if you can just set a little bit aside each month and be ready when the big hit comes, it's going to be much smoother for you.
Yeah. So think of it like if you're trying to pull, I'm doing easy math here, guys. Okay. So if you need $1,200 in 1 month for, say, HOA and a Christmas, let's say your HOA and Christmas is both due in 1 month. If you're saving $100 a month for that situation versus trying to pull $1,200 out of December, like that seems overwhelming and stressful versus the 100 seems manageable.
And that's such a good point you say, because what I thought you were going with that is you need $1,200 for your HOA and your Christmas, because isn't that the way it always feels like?
Oh, yeah.
You get $2,400. Let me find that house.
I got it.
I can do that. No, you can't. And we get it. And even if you can, it's not the optimal way to budget. You want your budget to be more consistent and easy to maintain. That's the other thing that this does. It makes it easy. It doesn't, you don't have those big shocking eyeball, big moments like, oh, what am I going to do? Because it's, I got this. It's all been planned and set aside for.
Yeah. And then we keep getting this topic of conversation with our clients, especially new ones. What about all the miscellaneous things that come up? We're like, what are those miscellaneous things that you're talking about? And it's all this. It's what about oil changes? What if I need to buy stamps for cards? And what if my ink for my printer and birthday presents? And we're like, those aren't all miscellaneous, like both of those are coming. So this is a chance for you to be able to plan for those ahead of time.
Yeah. And for me, I think our clients really enjoy knowing, for example, one of the ones that we'll talk about is like kids sports or kids camps, knowing that they're going to actually have the money because those, are we not looking at those in January, Vanessa? Like my goodness,
I am.
They come fast and furious and it's not chump change, right? So knowing that we've agreed that this is going to happen and I have it accounted for, or even if it's their sports or even if it's going on that family trip, just knowing that the money is going to be there when you get to that point feels really good. It feels really adulting. It feels really responsible. It feels really abundant. And it's just a good feeling.
And it's such a sigh of relief. Yeah. Like, I will say that. I remember when my husband and I first started this years ago, 10, 15 years ago, when I first thought of like having more than one account. It was terrible. We did a terrible job. But now we have it set in a place. We're doing it the right way. It is so nice to know that I have the money in case something happens. So and we know you guys are going to love it.
Yeah. Okay. So quickly, we're just going to tell you the types of savings buckets that might jog your memory. Remember, next episode, we're going to talk specific. We're going to dive specific. Mm-hmm. But we do, just like with your bills, when it comes to savings, you have things that you need to save for and you have things that you want to save for. And we are not in the business of telling you necessarily which are which to you and which one you have to do or should, right. should or should not do. That's for you and your budget and your family or your partner to come up with together. But we just want you to know that there is a difference between what you want to save for and what you have to absolutely save for.
Yeah. And this is where you're probably going to throw like a toddler tantrum for some of the things that you may think that are needs, but they're actually wants, right? And you, like Shana said, you have to decide that. It's not our place to do that. But you really do need to take a hard look and say, is this a want or is this a need? Mm-hmm. So at first, let's talk about some of the needs. Obviously, your emergency fund. Okay, that's important. Mm-hmm. Annual bills, vehicle maintenance, home repairs and maintenance, and maybe like medical for copays and things like that.
Yeah, those are the things that you really do have to save up for because they're going to come and bite you in the booty if you mm-hmm. don't, right? And those are needs. Like you, and again, the same when we talk about bills, those are all around your four walls. You have to have the emergency fund. That's non-negotiable. And then your annual bills, like your HOAs, that's around your housing a lot of times, just like the home repairs. If your fridge breaks, just kidding. That's not exact. That's an emergency.
Yeah, that's different.
But if your window breaks or the garage door breaks or whatever, like you have to repair those things because this is where you live. It's part of your four walls, right? The same really goes for your medical and your vehicle maintenance, your transportation. Like these are things that you really, that are needs. They are needs. They're, nobody really wants to save for these. They're not like exciting, fun,
no.
like next level excitement. But they are things that you're going to feel really good having money saved up for.
And people always forget about your AC vents, like your filters, your yeah. AC filters. Like those are a thing. People forget about those filters in your fridge that give you nice clean water. Like we need to be budgeting for those. So that way, if you do it this way, you're always going to have the money available to you. So it's really good.
Yeah. Okay. So then some of the want categories. And remember, we're going to dive specific, like even talking about filters and stuff into the next episode
yeah.
about what this all entails. We're just giving you the overall vision here. Some of the ones that you would want to set up and that we're not discounting. No. We love them. We have them.
We love all of them.
Yes. We want you to have them, all of that. But just knowing in your brain that these are because I've been a good steward of my finances. Now I get to fund these.
And this is like the goal, guys, right? Like yeah. the goal is to be able to have these.
Yeah. So you have your travel or vacations. You have Christmas. You have the kids. All the things that the kids want to do. Remember, want. Mm-hmm. They have to eat. They probably have to go to school. They have to have clothes. But they don't have to do sports. They don't have to do summer camps. They don't have to do all that. Those are all fun and we want to fund them, but they yeah. just know that they are one. Then you have all the things for your pets. So you love your pets. We love your pets. They are definitely going to probably make it to your savings bucket, especially in the real life. But just know that a lot of stuff for them is probably optional, or at least it comes after some of the more important things mm-hmm. that you would need to save for. And then, of course, we have the glam up. Listen, we renamed that recently from personal care to be fun, glam up, and then with all of your haircuts and your eyelashes facials. And your facials and your massages and whatever. Then you have gifts, clothing, a new car fund would be a fun one, and then tuition, mm-hmm. like paying for your kid's tuition or your own tuition yeah. or whatever.
Yeah. yeah, and this could be like, what if you get a discount if your kid's at private school, so you could be paying for that. Or
speaking from experience.
yeah, or you're paying for their college or yours, like Shana says. So that was just a list of some of the main ones that we recommend. We do have some clients that have very specific ones. Like I was telling Shana earlier, I had a client for the first time. I never even thought about this, and I think I want one for me. He is opening up a specific Black Friday savings bucket. Because he does big purchases for stuff that he uses year round. So that's not necessarily holiday related. It's not gift. It's for him. And I'm like, oh, that's a really good idea because we love to buy our essential oils and collagen and like my magnesium and stuff in bulk on Black Friday when they have all the deals.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you do these? Those are the ideas, but how? The first thing, like we said, you're going to have to decide which buckets you're going to start with based on what you absolutely need, what's urgent. And what your budget allows for. Those are going to be some of the determining factors of which ones of these you actually start with. And we're going to tell you later to start small. So keep listening. Listen all the way through before you make any decisions. But yeah, so first you have to decide. And I think that what's coming soonest is going to be a factor. But also, how much wiggle room do I have in the budget to save for these things? It's going to be a factor.
Yeah. And Shana said, I think it depends on your goals. Right now, if your goal is to pay off debt, you need to go minimal on your savings buckets, except on the required ones, right? Mm-hmm. So that way you have the room that you want to pay off debt. So then you get more wiggle room in your budget to be able to fund these the way that you want eventually. All right. Another way to start this process is to choose a bank that allows you to have multiple savings accounts. Without restrictions, that's a big one. Remember, when you hire a bank, they're doing a job for you. You are the boss there in that aspect. There are plenty of banks out there that want your business. So make sure when you're asking them for multiple accounts, they're not looking at you like you're crazy. And they're saying you have to have a minimum of this and so many transfers a month and all of that. Like you don't want any of that. Just look for a bank that's going to work for you.
Absolutely. So once you've decided which ones you're going to do and you have a bank that's your awesome partner in this budgeting endeavor, Then you're going to open up the savings accounts according to the buckets that you chose, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is we just want to get started. So you're going to open them up. You put the minimum deposit. Maybe it's $5 or $20, whatever you have to put in there to set this thing, get this ball rolling, right? So you want to do that. You want to rename the account. And it doesn't have to say Christmas. It can say Mama Claus, yeah, or whatever you need to say, whatever you want to say to make it fun. That's definitely a thing. But you want to set it separately or make the separate steps of getting them set up, and then we'll figure out how to fund them regularly.
Yeah. Yep. So best part is to rename them, guys. That's so much fun. And you can use Google and whatever ChatGPT maybe to help you find some fun names for these. Okay. So the next thing you want to do is set your budget to see what you can afford, right? So you're going to do your whole budget. You're going to do your income first, then list your debts, do your bills, list your spending, and then figure out what you have left for your savings buckets in that section.
Yeah. And so that is what you're going to put in that section of the budget, which our signature budget template is going to help you to know that, because that number up at the top right tells you this is what you have left after you've done whatever you need to do. And then you can start to play with it and see, okay, if I do a little here, what can I do here? And that is what you can use that budget then to set up the next best part about this. And this is one of the best parts about it, which is to set up automatic transfers on your paydays to go into those accounts. Mm-hmm. So if you get paid twice a month, maybe you're putting $50 every paycheck into your Christmas account or whatever it is. And it's amazing. And it's just going in there automatically. It's just so good.
It's so good. My client last night, she was like, this has been the best part about all of this is setting up automatic transfers, because she doesn't have to do it. It's one less thing on her plate. And she knows she can just look at the bank after payday and they're all funded.
Yep.
And it's awesome. Y'all are going to love it.
Yeah. And that's the part of it. Like, it just grows automatically. Yep. It's just over there. You're saving on purpose, on accident, right? You're not having to be individually involved with it every time, but it's just growing. All your savings buckets are growing, and that's a good feeling.
And it's going to hold you accountable to your budget. Mm-hmm. So if you're automatically setting this up, then you know that you have no choice but to stay within your spending limits, which, as you should, it's going to really help you with that. And you're also going to love watching these grow. You're going to be more excited about saving money, watching it do this automatically, than you are about spending money. And guys, you have to trust yourself. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of clients that it's hard for them to start this automatic process because they don't trust themselves yet, because they haven't before in the past. But this is a great place to start.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute too. But so you're going to sit there. What you've done is you've figured out which ones work. You've found a great bank. You've set up the accounts. You've renamed them. You've budgeted and you've set up the automatic transfers. And then, like, you're just awesome. And then one day, as Vanessa talked about recently, you go get your oil changed. You're standing there. You say, how much is this, sir? And you transfer from your vehicle maintenance fund to your spending account. You pay the bill. You walk out. Everybody's happy. It's all great. And you hair flip and you celebrate being awesome because you are awesome. That's really what happens at the end of this.
Imagine that is your new life. Yesterday, I went to the spa. I had an appointment and I was at the counter with my phone app and I was like, and how much is, and I transferred it and I was done. Like, it was just great. It didn't have to come from any other. It didn't have to come from my husband's checking or anything like that. It came from my account and I budgeted for it and I felt good about it.
And you don't have to do math in the moment. So this is what we talk about. There's a lot of focus in the beginning of getting this all set up, getting your budget going, getting all of it. But when you're all relaxed because you just had your spa treatment or whatever, you don't even be like, okay, how am I paying for this?
Yeah. Or during, you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able
to? Do I have enough money? Or is the kids going to be able to eat the rest of the week if I pay for this? That's not what we're here for. That's why you get to do the hair flip after you pay, because you've done the right thing. Mm-hmm. You've done a good job. Okay. So how about, Vanessa, how about you tell us some best practices? Because we've been doing this for a minute.
We have. Okay. And I know this is a long one, but there's a lot of information in here. And feel free to set this on pause and take notes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing you want to do is set clear goals. So on that savings buckets tracker that you have, that you've obviously printed out because you love it so much, that you're going to make sure it's not just, I think I'm going to save $1,000 for my kids' sports, or I think I need whatever for Christmas. No, you're going to put a number. So whatever you're purchasing, just say birthday presents, right? Okay. If you know that you spend $50 for birthday on every single person, then you're going to write their name, write the amount all the way down and add up exactly how much you're going to need for your gift fund. It's not a guess.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. So we do tell you, one of the things that we're saying is start small, right? And we do want you to start, like, the first step is just to get it set up, just to figure it out, just to get the accounts going. But you do want to get to the point where you have nerded out on this, and you've, especially when it comes like Christmas, you're like, we'll talk about it all tomorrow. I've got everything that I spent, which is a lot more than I thought once I looked at it, on Christmas. And I know it doesn't mean that you're going to get it 100% with a dollar difference. That's not the point. It's that you have enough figured out that it's not going to be a moment of panic when you go to pay for any of these things. And it's going to take some research. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. But when you, like Vanessa said earlier, the kids stuff is not a random thing. It's okay. There is a registration. There is the fees per tournament. There is the new pair of cleats they're going to need.
Yeah.
There's the uniforms. There's this pictures. Like, let's get this fleshed out so that I am ready and it stops being a surprise. Mm-hmm. And listen, this is a process. So even as you go, you might remember something and you can add it later. You don't have to get it all right immediately. Just know that the goal is to have as much specifics in there as possible.
Yeah. And the idea is that you're not going into debt for these things, right? So you want to start realistic and again, start small. And the goal is to eventually build up. But we don't want you to be paying for Christmas 1 year later. We want you to be able to fund that in cash. And doing this ahead of time, being able to fund Christmas in January or an all year round is going to allow you to do that.
Yeah, you don't. So what we are, so when you start small and you're starting realistic, what is it that I need to set that amount up so that I don't turn to debt as a crutch or I don't turn to stealing from other accounts or my budget or whatever, or not paying off debt because I've set a realistic amount. That's important. It's not a hopeful amount. It's not under, it's not super over. It's realistic. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then you also, Vanessa alluded to earlier, make sure that your bank is not charging you. You're not using banks that have fees for certain amount of transfers or not enough of a balance because you used it all and now you have to wait till next year to get it all funded up. Whatever that is, we don't have time for that. We don't have money for that. Mm-hmm. So make sure your bank is your friend with that.
We're not budgeting for NSF fees.
No. Or okay? Transfer fees or balance charges.
Yeah. Nope. Not so in the budget. Okay, so another best practice is to not rob Peter to pay Paul here, okay? So that you might treat them as untouchable accounts unless it's for the specific purpose that you save the money for. Remember that you're stealing from your future self here if you pull that money. So when you need to go to the vet and take your dog because they have an appointment, you're not going to be able to pay for it if you pulled that money for a facial or whatever.
Yeah, and one of the ways that we suggest you can do that is to hide the accounts. You can hide the accounts, you can hide the balances, just don't even look at it. And then again, when you do look at it, tell yourself in your brain, this is only for this purpose. This money is not really this money. This money is not really mine. This money is for
not
that.
Actually money yet.
Yeah, it's for the future and it's not, it's only for this purpose, the name that it's underneath. Another thing that you can do here is save some of these in cash. So we did say, we started off by saying open up all the accounts. But there might be some of these that you want to save up for in cash. If you're doing personal care and you're going to pay your hairstylist or whatever, you might want to pay them in cash. It might help them out. Or any of those other ones that we're going to go over specifically next episode. Some of them might be more appropriate in cash, which will be good for you.
Anything that you're really going to go and pay in person, like medical co-pays and just things like that, there's no reason why you can't save some of that in cash and you may not need all of the accounts. And so that's totally fine.
And then another fun best practice here is to involve your family. Obviously, when it comes to maybe you're saving up for a family vacation or you are saving up for the kids' sports, it's important that they start to understand how much these things cost. It's just helping them to be wise and to be grateful for all the money that you're spending. So it's just helping them. And also, obviously, when they're adult and they need to plan their own things like this, they'll have some context, right?
Yeah.
So get them involved. Show them, okay, we're saving this for the rental car. We're saving this for the plane tickets. This is what we're doing. And then, of course, with the sports, let them know, obviously, I'm happy to do this. And this is why you're not quitting. And this is why you're going to practice really hard. But this is what it all costs, just so you can see that.
Yeah. Get their buy-in on this, right? Get them involved. Let them see. Make them aware. Have adult conversations. You never want to say, like we always talk about, don't say I'm broke. There's no money. We can't afford it. Whatever. This is a positive money conversation that you can bring them in on. Shana said, that way for the future, they know how to do this on their own.
Yep. And then obviously understand that you can adjust. There is no such thing as the perfect budget as you're all done. Like, just know that you can adjust. You can always change it. There's nothing wrong with that. And you're probably going to have to for sure. So just get on board with, I've set it up and I'm going to be flexible to adjust as needed.
Yeah, it's definitely not a set it or forget it situation, right? Okay, so guys, what are you saving for? What are you hoping to fund with your savings accounts?
Yeah, come on over to our Facebook group. You can search Financial Coaching for Women in Facebook. You'll find us. Or you can shout us out at My Ideal Balance at pretty much anywhere. And just tell us, tag our podcast, tag us. Tell us, what are your savings buckets? What are you saving for? What are you excited about? What are you happy you're adulting for saving? Even if you're not that super excited about HOA fees, whatever it is, just let us know. We love to hear from you and we'd love to hear about that.
Yes. And don't forget to pick up your own savings buckets tracker. It is a freebie for this episode. It is at myidealbalance.com/savings buckets.
See you next time.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.